Welcome to the Quest Fishing Adventures podcast, season 2. Hi guys, and welcome back to another podcast, and welcome back to part 3. So, if you've not listened to part 1 and 2 yet, I highly recommend that you go back and listen to them so you're up to date with the full picture and story of where we are now at this point in time. So I'm literally just going to pick off from where we left off. Right guys, so the swim I'm in, let's try and explain it to you. I've never fished this swim before, but I do have a little bit of information. I can tell you one thing, that one of Alex's friends, probably about a month and a half ago, he went on a run and had some really nice carp in this swim on the margins on the left hand side. So it's a no-brainer. We all know where my second rod's gone. That's the whole point of, you know, one of the reasons why I came in here. But the left-hand rod is to the margins on the left. Now, say, like, this swim's a bit of a weirdly shaped one. So it kind of like the lake, imagine like an oblongy sort of shape, roughly like shapes of a lake. This sort of like comes down and then dips in like a little cove. I mean, it's not a cove, but just trying to give an example or an idea of what it does. It sort of dips in and goes back out. So I'm kind of in this like little tiny bit of like a dent inwards, that like there. So basically the rod's here, the left-hand rod is out to the left, and it's got loads of overhanging trees there. And it's like, you can't basically fish this spot. I kind of feel like I'm jumping around it. I'm all excited, guys. You can't fish this spot without using the bushwhacker, because of the overhanging trees, you're never going to get a bait on the spot. So basically, I bushwhacked the bait out. Typical, same as normal, pretty much. Pellet, Atlantic Heat, hard hooker, because of the craze. This place got so many crazy, man. We've just been smashed up on them like this week. Crush boilie and whole Atlantic Heat boilie. And that's down on the left there, yeah. So hopefully that makes sense of what this swim actually looks like. Okay, so my right hand rod, so directly in front of me to the right are the lily pads that the gentleman that has been having all the carp last night and the night before. Has he even done it two nights? No, he's only done one night. Last night, I think it is. Oh, it's all blurry now. He can reach them lily pads, but to the right hand side of him. So I'm fishing the left-hand side of him, obviously. He did say to me, I didn't even have to ask him, we got on really well when we met him, and he even said, oh, look, you're not catching, come and fish the swim, like, directly next to me on the left, and fish the lily pads, which I haven't done that. I've gone the next swim down just to give a bit of, you know, a bit of room. So I think it's fair on both of us at the end of the day. It might spook carp out. Carp might be channeling around the margins and going up towards the lilies, you know, between them two swims, and like literally they are well next to each other. So I kind of figured that could be, you know, that could spook carp. So I haven't done that. But there is a downfall with that, is that someone could go in that swim now, basically. But if someone went in there, I'd just be like, really? It's like, you know, it's such a it's a big swim in there, but you've got no water in front of you because these lily pads are right like near them, like the margins almost, you know, you could throw a stone. It's like that easy, you know, from that swim. So I mean, people might, you know, I don't know, if someone did, they'd write both of us off, which would be very frustrating. But it all else fails, I've got a backup plan. So directly in front of me to the left, but a little bit more, another set of lily pads, which Alex can reach to, so I could fish the left hand side of them. He won't be able to get the right hand side of them lily pads, sorry. That's what I mean. So I will fish the right hand side of the lily pads, and Alex won't be able to get to them, to the right hand side of the lily pads. I will not be on top of them at all. So that is my backup plan. And there, I've put that bait out as well, and I've pushed that out, and I've used the fluoro, white fluoro Atlantic Heat pop up. I want to see if I can get away with it out there. Hopefully, there's no craze out there. I really hope there's no craze out there, honestly. So I've bushwhackered that out. How many sections was that? Wow, that would have been -13. I'm gonna say, so I've got two sections left. I've got 31 and a half, 28 meters. That's about 28 meters out. It's quite a stretch, doesn't look that far, but yeah, it was quite a push out. So yeah, that's about there now, basically. And I've kind of like not locked it up fully, but locked it quite tight, because the lily pads and obviously the carp will go directly into them. I know obviously the guy that was fishing, he's lost 3, 4, 5, I don't know, because I've just gone straight into the pads, and you know you've got to be on your rods then. So I put my bivy door right on my rods, literally, and I've tightened it up. So you know, if they do run into there, hopefully there I can get them out. Well, that's the plan anyway. So yeah, that's where we are, guys. Fingers crossed I can actually get a carp out of this lake, because as you know, if you listen to part 1 and 2, I've not had a carp out of this lake yet in this 4-session trip. I have obviously caught on Atkins Lake. Now I had a bream. I can't remember if I mentioned that on there. I had a bream out of there. I lost 2 carp, and Atkins Lake. I had 2, 3 carp. Was it 3 carp? God, I've lost count now. It's all blurry. And then a bream. I lost 2 carp on Atkins, and had a big bream. Yeah, I did mention it in the podcast. Yeah, I did mention it. Sorry, had a big bream on there as well. So I've caught on the other 2 lakes. Obviously, not gone on Legends Lake. I don't think we'll be going on there, but you never know. There's still 2 nights to go. So yeah, that's where we are, guys. Yeah, enjoy, and hopefully I'll get that magical 30 out for us. Absolutely buzzing, guys. 25 to 6. I've just had a common carp, £14.15. I'm absolutely buzzing off the lily pads, off those lily pads. Exactly what we said would happen. I'm absolutely buzzing, but I can't talk. You notice I get like that when I get really excited. I'm absolutely buzzing, guys. I really am, honestly. Luckily I was standing on my rod, because I tightened up my clutch, because I think I said that before. I can't remember if I said it or thought it. I tightened up my clutch, but it still took line, a little bit of line in there. So I'm going to tighten up a little bit more, just to try and keep them out, because the carp ain't stupid. They go straight into them, into the pads, and try and snag you up and you know, set themselves free. And I don't want that. I don't want to snap up and have a carp with a hook in its mouth. So I won't be doing that. But yeah, guys, I'm absolutely buzzing. Honestly, I really am. Yes. Do you know what? I think it's well worthwhile mentioning now that making the effort, moving, changing things up, or not being afraid to change things up, definitely can have a massive impact on your fishing. You know, I see it a lot, and I do see it a lot. A lot of people just get mindset of like fishing one swim. Like, take for example, I don't want to pick on someone on this lake, but the gentleman on the other side, he has been here the same time as us, and he looks like he's doing tonight as well. I've seen him have one run. I mean, I could have missed it. I could have missed other runs, basically. I could have done. There's a chance, you know, I was on other lakes today. But I've seen him have one fish, and he's not moved. He's clearly can see the lily pads, because he's opposite me now. So he's seen the gentleman to my right now, originally to my left, have all them carp off the pads. So if I was him, I would have moved over here when this space was free. But I see it all the time, that people just, you know, don't move. They just stick where they are. People become lazy anglers. So yeah, I just wanted to make a point of that. I just really like, you know, one thing to definitely take from this podcast today is like, don't be a lazy angler. You know, don't be afraid to change things up. You know, go for it. Look at us today, like, to pick ourselves up. I mean, it always was part of the plan to go do a bit of float fishing, but it couldn't have come at a better time. You know, we were both feeling quite low. I think I was feeling more low than Alex, because he had a carp last night. But I went carp fishing, went on a different lake, had like them carp out of there, then went on to another lake, did some float fishing on there, you know, lost 2, fair enough, but I lost 2. Had a bream out, it's still a bend in the rod, and I come back onto Nando's Lake in a different swim, with a new game plan, and had a carp, you know, within half hour. You know, that says it all. So yeah, definitely take this away from, you know, from the podcast, is don't be lazy, don't be afraid to change things up, just, you know, go for it. Just go for it, definitely. Yeah, there you go. So I just want to add that in, because I think it's definitely worth saying, guys. Well, it's 8 minutes to 11. Nothing. Absolutely nothing since that carp. So I'm off to bed now and maybe get one in the night or two. Fingers crossed, guys. Well, guys, it's 20 to 2 in the morning. I've just put a common carp back. What feels like to be probably one of the smallest commons in the lake. £9.11. anyway, the all count, guys. I'm still buzzing. It all counts to the tally. So yeah, what a result, guys. Let's try and get another one. Well, guys, nothing more to report from last night. It's now 6:51. Yeah, nothing after that carp I had, unfortunately. It looks like Alex had one last night, though. He's Matt's out, so he had one or two. I don't know. But we'll find out a bit later. I pulled in both rods. I put the right rod back out on the lily pads, and I've switched over to Cremino. And the reason why is the gentleman next to her, he's been using Manila, which is a sweet bait, and Cremino is a sweet bait as well. And he's got a white Manila pop up on, or bottom bait, whatever it is. I don't know if it's pop up or bottom bait, but it's definitely white. But I have some Cremino white boilies, just like the fluorocarbons and the Atlantic Heat. So I've just put one of them out. Hopefully that did the job. He's actually going home today as well. So if no one else jumps on those lilies, it should free up them lilies for me. I only had my rod on them, but we'll see. The left-hand rod, undecided still. I think I'm going to... Well, I'm undecided. It's going to be Atlantic Heat. I'm still going to stick with that because it has caught me carp. But I kind of really want to put a white fluoro on it, but it's getting crayed up in the margins there, so I think I was going to stick with the hard hookers. I just don't know. Well, the lily pads to the left. I know Alex got one near there. I don't want to fish on him. That's not very fair. Because I want him to catch fish. So I'm undecided. So I will report back on what I do on that part front. I'm just trying to decide now. So yeah, I shall update you guys in a millisecond. Well, I have dropped it into the margins on the left-hand side. Atlantic Heat, hard hooker. Gone with that. I think it's the right thing to do. I'm just mindful as well because the swim's not that big. If I put one out in front of me, even to them lilies, if I get a carp on the other rod, they're quite close to each other, playing each other, and it makes it quite difficult. Even last night, one of the margins, when I had that carp, it was just like kiting over towards the other line. So I'm just going to try and reduce the risk of a potential like snag up with the, with a carp on the other line and stuff. It's the last thing I want is a carp coming off of a little line hanging from it. So I'm going to avoid that and stick to the margins where I have heard, from very good source, from Alex's, one of his friends, like the big carp that he had out of there. So let's try that and, see what happens. 2 minutes past 11, guys. Absolutely nothing. It's gone like proper quiet. What I might do, though, I went and spoke to the guy to the right of me. He's going to be leaving like this afternoon. So I might jump into the swim to my right, which is not his swim, but it's directly opposite them pads. So I'm thinking of going in there, and I can just put two rods on the pads and just go all out for the last night on there, and see what happens. He's had one more out since. This is my last segment I did. So I think I'm gonna do that and go from there, really. And fingers crossed, really, really want a 20 out. Obviously, really want a 30, but I'd love to get a 20 out. I really want a 20. So yeah, that's a good little bit of an update for you guys, and fingers crossed we can get it. All right, still not a lot of action, guys. I've now just moved into that swim I just mentioned. The gentleman's gone, and I've got the lily pads directly in front of me. So I am fishing. There's a hole in it where he was fishing, so I'm fishing in that hole there with Cremino, because he was using Manila, which is kind of like another sweet bait. So I'm using that in there to try and like match that as best I can with it. And then I'm fishing Atlantic Heat, where I was fishing for, where I had the fish yesterday off it. So I'm on it now. It's much easier to get to now because it's closer. So there's less sections on the bushwhacker. So we're fishing, guys. I'm buzzing. Hopefully we can somehow get another carp, guys. I really hope we can. Well, the time is, guys, 6:39, and neither of us have had a carp yet, and no one else in the lake has had a carp. I've just recast both the rods again, exactly the same. But what did just happen, as I put out the rod on the left, as I put that, which is the Atlantic Heat, I bait spooned it out, and as I was tying it up, the line definitely picked up, like it definitely like went tight. So basically I hit into it straight away and there was nothing there. So now I don't know if that was a liner or maybe I struck into it too early or what, and But I guess that it's a positive sign. I've got to look at it that way just to keep the confidence up. But yeah, it's just, it's a strange one. It's been a strange week. Me and Alex were just talking about it, and we both feel like we should have caught more carp. But like, without a shadow of a doubt, we should have had more carp on the bank. But for whatever reason, the lake's just, oh, it's beeping. Same rod again, left-hand rod. And I don't think it's crazed, because right, just going back to this quickly, when I brought them both in, neither of the baits had been crayed. So I don't think I've been crayed. So it's not that. There must be fish in the vicinity, hopefully. I don't know. So yeah, that's where I'm with that. Yeah, so me and Alex both thought we should have had more again. But yeah, I guess it's just sometimes lakes fish harder than normal. And I guess that's where we are now with it. Has to be that. So we will keep trying. See what happens in the night. Maybe get one before it gets dark. That would be nice. 30-pounder, please, carp gods. And then we go from there, guys. Well, I'm pleased to say, guys, it's 10:15 at night, and I've just put a common carp back. Alex was there, so we got a photo of it. I didn't weigh him, but he probably went about 12.5 pound. Not that big, but still buzzing to be catching another one. So that's good. Yeah, definitely happy. So I'll try and get some sleep now and maybe get one in the night, or two, or a 30-pounder. Come on, carp gods. Come on, carp gods, please. It's also worth saying it was on my right-hand rod, which is the Cremino pop-up I had it on. So maybe it has worked, because the guy was using like a Selly sort of sweet bait and Cremino sweet as well. So is that why I caught? We'll never know. But, you know, could well be, though. Well, guys, it's 12:51 and I've just put a mirror back. I didn't weigh it. It was about 5 pound again, 5-6 pound, very small one. What is this, guys? Am I catching all the small fish in the lake? Ah, dear. At least it's a carp in the day, and I do love my carp fishing, but I really want a 20-pounder. Definitely. You never know. There's still time. There's still time before we go, guys. So let's keep trying and see what happens. Fingers crossed. Come on, carp gods. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It's the morning. It's 6:15. I now have, in fact, everything packed away apart from my rods that are out. Alex said he needed to get up and do some things this morning work-wise. So he said he was getting up at 6. So, I've just been over there and he's not up. He goes, I want to doze for a bit because it's still like drizzling. But he'll be up soon, definitely. He will be up soon. So let's have a quick look back over the week. Oh, before I go there, just to confirm, Alex had a bream last night. Unfortunately, no carp for him. Definitely gutted for him. I feel like he's had a tough week, definitely. So, all right, let's have a look at the week then. So, as you remember, we set ourselves 3 targets. One was to catch a carp, one was to catch a 20-pound carp, and one was to catch a 30-pound carp. Unfortunately, we only managed to achieve the first one, which was catch a carp. We just couldn't get into the 20s. The lake was just fishing hard. I mean, I know I had that gentleman next to me that hauled a few in on the spot, which I'm on now, but we feel like it was fishing hard. We feel like we both feel like... And I think we're competent enough anglers and, you know the lake, especially Alex, he knows this lake better than me. But so we know the lake well enough to know that, you know, we feel like we should have caught, you know, at least a 20, definitely, at, you know, over 4 days. We really do. We were talking about last night, we don't feel like we did much wrong, to be honest with you. We moved, we tried to create opportunities. Our bait's good. We know our bait works in here. I know we could have the argument now of like, I caught on the Cremino, and that's a sweet bait. I mean that could have been the slightest of things. Maybe that's what it was. But overall, I feel like we know the lake well enough. We should have really got 20 out. I just honestly think the lake was actually fishing quite hard this week, even though that guy had them all in that spot. But then if the fish ain't in front of you, then you ain't going to catch them. And if they're all in one area where someone else is fishing, you can't fish on top of someone, can you, really? You know, it's just not going to happen. It's not the dumb thing to do. You know, I whinge about that in a lot of my podcasts. There you go. The fish were there. We couldn't get to them for the majority of half of the week. So, yeah, tiny bit gutted that we obviously didn't get a 20. The 30 is always going to be on the list, isn't it? Let's face it, guys. It's always going to be on the list to catch a 30-pounder. Until we do, I think it'll always be on there, really. Even when I have my first 30, because obviously a 30 is a magical size. Yeah, so obviously I'm not, well, not obviously, well, it is obviously, so I'm not going to end the podcast here just yet because the rudder's still out. But I just wanted a quick overview. Definitely enjoy myself. It's definitely great to come out and not have to get up for work. I'd lie if I'd be lying if I said to you that I don't want to go home. I do want to go home, see the family, see the missus and everything, but I want to stay here as well, if that makes sense. Definitely want to see the missus, and it's my birthday tomorrow. I'm not gonna lie to you, it's my birthday tomorrow, so I've got presents. I love presents. Yeah, so I'd be lying to you if I didn't want to go home, but I do want to go home. It's a 50-50 right now, to be honest with you. I could definitely stay, I could definitely go home. I don't know, I just want to see the family, you know, you can miss them and stuff. Anyway, enough of that, blah blah blah. Get the tissues out and all that. But yeah, so yeah, that's where we are now, guys. That's a quick overview of the week. My next segment will be if I have a carp or maybe ending this podcast. So chat to you guys in a millisecond. There's always a chance for a 30 still. Come on, carp gods. Well, guys, both rods are reeled in now. The left one, which had no action at all last night, was like, that was fine. There was nothing wrong with it. My right hand rod, though, had been pulled right in. It was snagged up on that, on someone else's line, actually, and it'd been eaten by a craze. So that would explain why I didn't get any more bites on that, obviously. But anyway, that's the end of this podcast. I want to thank you so much for listening to it. I really do appreciate your support. And on that note, if you've got any like tips, or I'm always going to set tips on crayfish to avoid them or whatever, or any questions, or even it's just to say hi, please check me out on social media. Best one's probably Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. Really would appreciate that, guys. Hit me up a like and follow and all that. That'd be great. And on that note, guys, I'm going to go. You're true legends. You know you are. I love you loads, and I shall see you in the next podcast. Thank you so much. If you're not done already, guys, you could do me a massive favour and hit me up on Instagram. Just search Quest Fishing Adventures. On there, I'm uploading some photos and some short videos. You can also ask me questions or give me some advice too. That would be absolutely mega. Anyway, take care of yourself, guys, and tight lines, and see you in my next podcast.